This is 91.5 WUNC. Good morning, I'm Amy Nelson. It's 8:35. Women in sports have made some inroads, but commentator Nancy Peeler-Keppel remembers the old days.
I grew up in an era when men had careers. Women had children. Baby girls wore pink and baby boys wore blue. Girls played with T-sets and dolls and boys played with trucks and balls. The athletes were males and the females cheered them on. When I was 11, I broke with tradition and played football. One day, my Sunday school teacher saw me playing in a vacant lot near her house. I was the only girl tumbling around with the neighborhood boys. She thought it her duty to tell my mother about the unladylike spectacle. That ended that. Then in the 7th grade, I discovered a game which opened up a whole new world for me. What it was, Andy, was basketball. Body contact was minimum, so we were allowed to play with the boys. In high school, I was a guard on the girls' varsity team. Never scored a single point, since only the forwards could shoot the ball. At that point in history, 3 guards and 3 forwards played on one half of the court. Girls were considered too fragile to run the length of the court for 4 6-minute quarters. We could only bounce the ball once. Games were in the afternoon and no one bothered to watch except the parents who were coerced into providing transportation. My mother took us to most of the games. She had played basketball until her bloomers dropped to her feet during an exciting game. After that, she was too mortified to be seen on the court, but her interest in the game lingered long enough to make it possible for her 3 daughters to play. My love for basketball influenced my decision to major in physical education at Duke University. The full-time teaching major had been approved there in 1942. I was one of only 53 females who graduated from that program during its 33-year history. My first real job was in Griffin, Georgia Public Schools. There I was the only PE teacher for all of the junior and senior high school girls. My first class had almost 100 students. I returned to Durham, and for 2 years I taught on Duke's East Campus. All 3 of my children played on basketball teams, and I spent many hours warming benches. My daughter's coach and team members gave me a plaque which says, "Most Faithful Fan." Often I was the only fan. Now, over 50 years after my 7th grade games, I marvel at the changes and watch with awe the amazingly talented athletes. Last Christmas, I gave my 2, 4, and 6-year-old granddaughters a basketball goal. I figured it was time for them to start appreciating a sport, which has really influenced my life and continues to give me so much pleasure. This is Nancy Peeler-Keppel.
Nancy Peeler-Keppel pulls for women's basketball from her home in Raleigh.